başla.
Right. Oh, we have to get back into Hilkesborough. Let's get back into the into here. So how do we start with Hilkesborough? We start about halachas of Borough. Basically, very simple halachas. Borough is one of the lamatest halachas that are not allowed to be done on Shabbos. Selecting. In certain conditions, one is allowed to do Borough. One, well, you need actually three conditions to make it mutter. And we said, what are the three conditions? You must take the good from the bad. I mean, you got a fruit bowl, for example, and you want to eat a particular apple, a whole mixture of fruit. So even though it's all food, that's still called oichel and psoilis, because what you want is called oichel, what you don't want is called psoilis, that's what we said. And you must take the good from the bad, condition number one. Condition number two is you must use a specialized instrument. That's condition number two. And a sieve. Or even not a specialized instrument, use any instrument which aids in the sieving. So the washer, we said, for example, a person puts, let's say, a plate or a lid of a soup pot over the pot and he tilts it out so that the juice comes out and all the lokshen stays behind. That is very likely to be called Boira Bakedi. Yeah, so you want to do that. And then we came on to condition number three, which is called Boira, one needs to have it Somach Rasuda. Now this condition is probably the most vital one. This is the one that causes the most confusion. I've got to be quite honest with you, I'm very confused myself actually. You see, after today's share thing, I'm not 100% sure. I'm going to go with one particular mahalach, but you see, it's not as simple as all this. I've got to point out a few scenarios which could be problematic. So the very simple case of somach l'suda is very simple, is a person wants to prepare a meal for Shabbos lunch, Friday night. Whatever one needs to prepare, whatever's needed in that time for preparation is allowed to be done. So the moshel, a woman wants to make fruit salad, she wants to make cold cuts, she wants to do... By the way, now you should take away my recipes I give over here. Yeah, I don't have this at home often, these recipes, but it's possible people do have those. So you've got cold cuts, you've got all different sorts of things, and a woman knows she wants to prepare before the meal. So whatever is needed for the meal, that meal that she needs for, she may prepare for. Some women work very quick, so their preparation time might take them an hour to prepare for the whole meal. Other women might be very slow, might take them 2 hours. So each person, we said, is dependent on who you are. If you are very slow, it takes you 2 hours, you've got 2 hours. If you are very quick, it'll take you less, you've only got that amount of time. The ideal thing is that you must prepare for the meal, and there mustn't be a significant gap after you finish. That means you mustn't plan a significant gap. It means a person plans to prepare the meal, for example, so it takes an hour to prepare for. So he knows they hope to start the meal at 11:30. So he starts 10:15, I want to prepare a meal, it takes me about an hour, it's 10:15. I want to go for a 15-minute walk, and then come back. That's not allowed. That is a significant gap. Coach, what's the problem? All that is a significant gap that's broken up, that's not called part of the meal, and therefore that is a problem. That's not called Boreh Somach L'suda. Boreh Somach L'suda must mean there's not a significant gap in between. Obviously, a person prepares a meal time, he can't be bang on. It's not shut, you have to start straight away your meal, it is. Yeah, it means it's a normal estimated time it takes for a person to prepare for the meal, then that, given that time, he's got a bit of grace, obviously, and then that's all right, but there mustn't be a significant gap in between the finishing time and doing something else.
So what's the problem with those two ladies that work together? One takes an hour, one takes 2 hours.
Yeah.
The one who takes an hour, she must be starting 2 hours
earlier
than if they do it together.
Yeah, clearly not. She'd have a problem. I mean, if she knows she's doing it much better, but she'll find something to do. She'll take the burden off the other woman, I suppose. They'll share it. I mean, they've got a fixed job to do, you see. One's doing the meat course, and one's doing, let's say, the fish course.
They do both together, the fish course, and the meat course, and the table.
No, must be. Yeah, but she's not. Yeah, but she'll be busy. It looks like it's time. You want, you're only doing the fish, or you're doing the whole suda? You're preparing the whole suda? Yes, whatever you need for the whole suda is prepared for. So if you're preparing for the whole suda from the beginning of the meal right through to the end, you can take into consideration. That's prepared for.
Yeah, but one takes 2 hours, and one has got breaks in between.
Well, I'm not sure. The one who's taking breaks, is she actually going to stop working? She's going to put her feet out. If she's going to carry on working, if she's going to carry on working and do something, then it's no problem. If she tucker and knows that the other woman's a schlepper, she takes 2 hours, I need an hour, and I'm going to tuck and put my feet up and stop and do things, then could we go, then could we go time? But most times, hopefully, the women will be helping each other. So they're sharing the job. So when this woman's finished her job after an hour, she'll go to the other one and help speed her up a bit. Yeah? So that divide is very simple. Then we spoke about the freezer, and we said the freezer also is very interesting. The Maisa, you're allowed to tell, it's a shayla in the poskim, whether you could take out the freezer. Let's say the freezer time takes 5 hours to defrost. You want to have your meal at 11:30. So at 6:30 in the morning, you could take your stuff out of the freezer to defrost it, according to some poskim. Others hold that's not called part of the meal time. That's not the tzorech achila. I saw today someone read that. It's not the tzorech achila. The achila is not necessary for that. It's an independent time. That's not so posh. That's the machlokes apostle we saw. You saw in the Urka Shabbos, he brings the machlokes about this point, whether one's allowed to do this. Okay. Hu Adin, someone's got a learning session, for example. He's got lessons in Erev in town, so he wants to take his sforim from his house, and he wants to go to shul to learn. So he's going to learn. He's got a learning session for 1.5 hours. In the learning session, he's got the first 3 quarters of an hour he's learning Gemara Baba Kama. Then he's going to do Bob Metzia, and he's going to do a bit of Musa. Maybe he should start with the Musa first, I don't know. But the Maaseh, that's what he's doing, he's ending off with the Musa. So he's allowed to take all the Sforim he needs from his house, if there's a Tarubah. So there's no Tarubah, there's no mixture, there's no problem at all. So over here, in the Sforim which are lying on a shelf like this, which there's no mixture, you've got no problem anyway. But let's say you've got on your table, you've been learning Friday night, you made a mess on the table, you didn't clear it up for some reason. You've got a big mess on the table, all your Sforim, and you want to take them now to Shul on Shabbos. And you've got a mixture there. So whatever you need for this session, you're allowed to take it and go to shul and use it there. That's what you're allowed to do. Yeah? That's good. Even though it's all called one session, it's called one learning session. So that learning session, you can take all the sforim that you need for that learning session. It's called one learning session. That's mutter. So I think we said when you come to shul in the morning, let's say someone comes to shul in the morning, Shabbos morning, he wants to take out a siddur and a chumash, he's got shia shim, which is say, whatever, all that you need for that davening, for that period of time in davening, that's all mutter to take out. You may prepare everything you need again. Again, I say many times you've got no mixture to start with, yeah? In a shul, very often there's no mixture. Because a lot of the sforim are independently marked, like they've got over here, for example, it's all independent, there's no problem. But in a case of where they are mixed, that's where the problem would arise.
You're going to take the sefer now and use it. And yeah. Use it, and then half an hour later, shul.
Whoa, exactly. I'm coming to that. Hold on, I'm coming to that. Very good, good question, yeah. Yeah? So far, so good. The divide is quite simple, yeah? Hopefully. Right. Now, what happened after this is your question over here, for example. This is a bit of an interesting area over here. I want to go for a picnic on Shabbos. Again, this is not what I do, I'm just telling you. This could happen to someone. Reuven, my friend, wants to take a picnic on Shabbos. He wants to go for a picnic to the park. He's allowed to carry. He's got a hat to carry. He's allowed to carry. We're not worried about the problem of carrying. So he goes to his fruit bowl. He wants for his picnic an apple, an orange, a peach, all different sorts of things. Then he goes to the fridge. He's got a display of bottles in the cupboard, in the fridge. He takes out. He wants to take out one bottle for this, one bottle for that. He's going to go to the park. Takes him half an hour to walk to the park. The park's not nearby. He wants to build himself. He wants to get an appetite for himself. Builds himself up an appetite. So he walks to the park, takes him half an hour to get to the park, and when he gets to the park, he wants to sit and have a picnic. What do you say to the boy? Say allowed or not allowed? This is your question, yeah?
Yeah.
Why is he taking his phone to shul? It's very similar to the case of the shul, yeah? The chayra, I'm saying it's a chiddush, yeah? It's the chayra, it's very similar to that case of the shul. The chayra. And all the shul is pashtus, he's using it straight away. This is a half an hour, this is quite a big gap over here. You're saying, let's take this up. Okay, you're saying it's very similar to the shul. The chayra is very similar. He's quite right, the chayra. The chayra is very similar to the case of the shul, where he's taking his form, the chayra, which is mutter. But, Rabbi Yisai. Wow, that's not bad. You're going to get a pin drop in this, I think. You're going to get a pin drop. There's one problem.
Only one.
That is, so far, let's say he goes to the park, he wants to have his picnic, he comes to the park, he sits down to have his picnic, he's put his orange, everything he wants to eat, no problem at all. So, that's mutter. The problem is, though, let's say he wants to go to the park, and then he wants to go on the swings, he wants to take his children on the swings, he wants to play about a bit first in the park, and have his lunch half an hour later. That, lechoyer, is much worse. Because now, when you're walking to the park with your food item, so you can say that's all the chelik of the Soma Kasuda. I have to get to the park with my food, so I can say that's all an extension of what I need in order to get there.
If I'm going to shul, I'm going to learn straight after mincha. Mincha takes 20 minutes. So I'm not going to use the throne until after mincha.
Who said that's allowed? Who said
that's
allowed?
Probably.
I can hear that could be really problematic, maybe, that thing. Because already you're not taking it now straight away for use. It's not meaning that. The chodah is problematic. I must tell you.
The chodah, you said, is allowed, even though it smells.
That's all called one sudah. That's all called one thing. It's like when you prepare your meal, your fish, your meat, and your afters. Your afters, you're not eating now. But that's all one sudah. That's poshut. Your chumish is part of the
dough.
No. The walking there is a completely different part of the stomach. It's nothing to do with the sudah, really. As you're walking there, so you can say, if you're walking there and you eat straight away, then you can say that I can say it. But when you go to have your swing, and you go on the slide, you go relax in the park, that lechor is much worse.
But I'm going out, I need to take it with me.
But that's not a good svara. That's not Soma Kasuda. Someone needs to go to shul. Someone's got to help in the morning. Ask you. Shabbos morning, you've got a goiter who comes to the house. The goiter is employed to come from 9 to 11. You start your meal at 12 o'clock. The thing is, your wife hasn't got a goiter at 12 o'clock. She can't prepare the meal. She only can do it from 9 to 11. Is that a heter in Boer? It's not.
Yeah, but I'm going out now.
You make one line.
But you make in one part, you say it's an extension, but once you've got a significant gap, there's a real problem. I must tell you, I'm not saying it's completely wrong. This is what I don't understand. In the Erech Shabbos over here, when he brings down this halacha, I don't really... Well, we've based ourselves on the Erech Shabbos, really, yeah? He brings a very similar example. This over here, he brings Haboira Peirim Atoyif Taruga. I'll give you another example, which is very similar to this, which is he's talking about. I'm telling you why I understand this. Well, I spoke to someone. This bit I understand. If you use it straight away, that's mutter. Yeah, I'm reading out what Erev Shabbos says. Haboira Peirim Atoyif Taruga. Let's say I come and knock on your door and say, Reb Simcha, do me a favor. I've got to go. I'm going to the park. Can I ask you a favor? Can I borrow a fruit from you? So Simcha gives me a fruit. He doesn't need it now. He's giving it to me. This is his case. It's the same as what I was talking about myself, yeah? Haboira paying Matoy Tarubas, I'm not licita kasil the derech la'ira. He wants to give it as provisions for the way for someone who's going. Hayotz Tabais, yes, sha ostrubazer, im yodea sha pay la yoke la alta. Some ask of this if the pay is not eaten straight away. It's what we're saying. The Yeshe Tiru, this Yeshe Tiru, I'm not sure. He brings up Shlomo Zalman over here, but I've seen him Shlomo Zalman, it doesn't seem so posh at this. So I'm not sure what this Tiru is. Is the Tiru like you're saying? I don't know. I can only say when I'm giving this over, I can only explain what I understand. I can't explain the sad that he's mad in this case. If there's a big gap, the Chora, in between the time that he's eating the food and he gets to the park, the Chora, that should be a problem. I can't understand if he means to be mad in this case as well.
My need is now to take this
fruit
and give it to Tedor. I've done it now.
I've given
you something. I've done my.
It's a bit chilish though. I don't know why is that a heter for me, or why is that a heter for you? The Meister, that's not the tzorich of that food. The tzorich of that food is not like that. So I'm not saying yes, Lodron. I don't know if that's what he means. I'm just telling you what I understand. Well, the way I've learnt it from my Rebbe, the way I understand it from him is that Shai is that if you don't use it straight away, there's a significant gap, then you've got a problem.
There has to be eating definitely.
No, any use, a normal use.
I'm not even taking it out of the bowl. I want to use it to give it a tzedek d'orf. I've done that.
Yeah, but that's not Ishtamshus. The Ishtamshus of it, that's not Ishtamshus. The Ishtamshus
of it.
That's not Ishtamshus. That's not Ishtamshus. So you can't do the else, that's true. But the Ishtamshus of a peri is to be eaten. You have to look at the main Ishtamshus of that peri.
The question is, if I get there, I have one grape, and then I carry on playing, then I come back. Have I done the.
Well, how many grapes you take?
Huh?
You took a whole cluster of grapes.
There's a different fruit from a picnic. I didn't have the whole picnic now. I said, great, well, half an apple.
And you knew we were only going to have one peri, or you knew you didn't know? If you don't know, then it's really much better. It could be, you think that when you go, that's always in Boira. When a person prepares for a sudah, even though you might not use everything in one go, or whatever, if it's a possibility to use it, then that's mutter. So if you think you might get to the park and you might have your picnic then, that's mutter. If you know you're not going to have your picnic then, that's problematic.
A bit of it.
Right. Do you know what you're going to do? Do you know when you leave your house when you have a bit? Depends what you're doing. Someone might just have had a meal. Someone might just have had a meal. He knows he's not going to eat fruit straight away. He's not going to have his sandwiches straight away in the park. He's just had a meal. He's going to run it off a bit, go to the park, go on the swings, have a bit of fun. Then after he'll come back, he'll do that. What I want to lead on, Rabbi, he says, very interesting. Mr. Reb Ruvain is not feeling so well. So he's been to the doctor. The doctor tells him he's going to take a course of tablets. Okay, he's a good man, he's a good guy, this is the doctor. Problem is, these tablets should be taken every 4 hours. Now, it's true, most tablets are not taken at night time, it's true. That is true. But this person, Reuven, in a very serious condition, so he's got no problem with chayda, he's allowed to take his tablets. So he wants to go to sleep, and he knows at 4 o'clock in the morning he's got to take his tablets. So far, so good? Now, he goes to sleep, he goes to bed at night, at 11 o'clock, gets ready for bed, he wants to read a bit in bed, he goes to bed, and he says, oh, you vice, I've left the tablets in the cupboard, in the bathroom cupboard. So, what shall I do? I can go now and get my tablets out of the cupboard, and put them on my bedside cabinet. So when I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning,
they're there.
Is there a problem with that?
Yes. Go take it 4 o'clock in the morning.
Well, you missed out a very major fight. Is there a problem with what I just said? Sorry, let me rephrase that. Can there be a case where there's no problem?
Yeah, what's in the cupboard as well?
What?
It's just taken. If there's nothing else in the cupboard.
Very good. It's on the board. If there's no mixture there, if there's no mixture, there's no problem. But I'm talking about this Reuven with a bit of a smile. He didn't realise this. And in his cupboard, he's got an assortment of tablets. He's got black tablets and blue tablets. He's got a whole mixture of tablets in his cupboard. He's one of these people who likes taking tablets. So he's got a lot of tablets in his cupboard. So he goes to bed at 11 o'clock. He thinks, oh, he says, you know, I don't fancy getting out at 4 o'clock in the morning. I mean, I have to get out at 4 o'clock in the morning. It's true. But if I get out at 4 o'clock in the morning, I've got to wash Negev. I don't know whether I have to wash Negev. I've got to get out of bed, go to the medicine cupboard, and take out some tablets. I'm going to be completely awake then. I want to take my tablets out now.
Maybe the light's not on.
Whatever reason it is, could be the light's not on. I want to take my tablets out now of the medicine cupboard and put it on my bedside cabinet now. Is that allowed?
Could be a
second. Why is it on that? It's
not so close to wash it. It's not so close to wash it.
It's like it closed over next morning.
This has got no hectic. This is not like walking to a journey. The sleep has got nothing to do with the tablets. Especially when you walk to the picnic. So you can say the walk is a chelik of going there. To go there, I have to get there in order to be able to eat my meal. So you can say it's part of the sudha. Even the freezer case, you can say the defrosting of the food, if you want to do matter, is in order to get the food to defrost to get there. Here, there's no necessity whatsoever in the tablets to take it out. His mum is no necessity whatsoever. The chayra here. No, she has to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to get the medicine cabinet.
No,
they
need to do it for 4 o'clock in the morning.
But 4 o'clock in the morning is loud, my friend. Because he needs his open. At 4 o'clock in the morning, let's just bring this out. At 4 o'clock in the morning, he's allowed to go to his medicine cupboards and take out the medicine from there.
It starts at 4 o'clock. Then you could say there could be another at 12 o'clock.
Fine, what? Even if he's right at Simcha, it's dark. So what's the 8? That's not Hetzim Boira, because it's dark. You can't see it. You'd be a good rabbi, you know. You'd be a good rabbi. So then, what I would tell you to do? What would you, rabbi, say? I've learned. What would you tell him simply to do? Is it grace? That's very good. That's also a good rabbi. Before that, what I would do is I would tell you to go to the bedside, to the medicine cupboard, take out a whole load of tablets in his hand, take them out into the light. Make sure no one's looking. Because you look a bit funny. You might need some more tablets. Take them out and throw them on the floor, and then take what you want. So that's what. Yeah, that's, he might have had a problem, it's true, he might have had a problem, but here, that's not an eight that we're doing. So Lechoira, do I mean, let me just finish off, this taking out the tablets, to take the tablets out at 12 o'clock at night for the 4 o'clock session is Lechoira not allowed. Because Lechoira, there's no heads of Somach Sudah, that's not a case of Somach Sudah, that case over there. There's no connection for your tablets and your actual eating, and therefore that's not allowed to be done. So Lechoira, just to make a summary, the picnic case, if you're going to eat your food straight away when you get to the park, so you can say the walking is like an extension of the Somach Sudah period, that's also Chiddush, you can say that, and therefore that would be much to do. But if you have a significant gap when you get to the park, Lechoira, that's problematic. In this case over here with the tablets, where there's no connection between your sleep and the tablets, it's just posh it for convenience, that the chair is more problematic, that's not allowed. Why should all have should need these tablets? Yeah, sorry.
Usually tablets
have
got separated.
Yeah, that's true, but it could be mixed with lots of other tablets, let's say. You're quite right. Each tablet by itself is not